Surviving Life with the Vambillies is about a Christian perspective on everyday challenges surrounding work, family, and marriage.
The aim of this program is to equip you through the use of scripture with the right survival tools for life and all that it brings. Today we're going to speak about who can speak into your life and how to discern in season where the messages are coming from.
Yes, that's right. Even though you talk to everybody, no one should just be allowed to speak into you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there needs to be an invisible filter that sometimes says, while it's saying, on the inside. You know, because there's so many people whose lives are genuinely affected. You know, they'll tell you about the teacher who told them they couldn't make it, you know. And then suddenly it's this thing you have to overcome for the rest of your life. Meanwhile, that person was not meant to speak into your life. You should have, you know, taken the maths teachings and the science and all of that, but not given them
that kind of power or room or influence,
yes,
right?
Yes.
What I find really sad about this particular topic of who can speak into my life is that we sometimes think just because someone raised us, they can speak into our lives.
Sure.
Just because someone provided for us, they can speak into our lives.
Mm.
And unfortunately, because we are broken people on a journey with God, we can say things to others that genuinely break who they are, and they carry these burdens. I love the French name. It's fardeau. You can feel fardeau, boom, you know, on your shoulders. You carry
burden.
The burden of what you were told. Now, what happens if the burden of what you were told came from your mother, or it came from your father, or it comes from your husband, or your children? We often find ourselves in positions where people are broken because those that were meant to uplift and encourage and protect them said words to them that became an indelible part of their character. But when scripture speaks about testing the spirit, because there are so many false prophets going around, we often think that that's just about prophetic words. We never think to test the spirit of the people that are talking to us on a daily basis, to test the spirit of your husband, to test the spirit of your spouse. I'm going to give a very unpopular example. It's unpopular because it's about Danny. So this example is the one day we were having a very bad argument because I had done something that Danny did not like. And I remember the Lord telling me, he warned me, he said, I'm okay with you. You and I are good, but you and Danny are not good. And so he's about to say some stuff that's going to hurt you. But he is a person. He is not me. We don't process the same way. You have to allow him to get out his emotions. But do not, and I tell you, do not take into your soul what he is saying, because he is hurt. And as a human being, he's allowed to express himself in that way. If you take his words seriously, you're going to have to deal with them for about the next decade, you know. And so Danny sent me messages and the Lord said, do not reply. Do not reply. Just leave him. Let him have his moment. And that was the moment when I learned that we can, because of our sensitivities, keep the people around us from processing their emotions. And sometimes their emotions about something we've done, because we are not strong enough to stand on the firm foundation that is Christ. Because even if someone comes and says, I hate you, Mom, because that word can come from saying, no chips. You can just say, no chips for dinner. And you can just, oh, I hate you, Mom. You're the worst mother in the... And if you're not standing on a firm foundation that I'm the righteousness of God through Jesus Christ and all the things that God says about us, it's very easy to take to heart what people have said. People you love, not just anybody in the streets. But we have to understand, for example, in this season, my children cannot speak into who I am. Because I understand that they don't have that kind of insight. They're toddlers. That's too much weight to put on a toddler.
Yeah.
That they must just know who you are and encourage those parts of you. You need to know who you are with them because you are the one holding them accountable.
Yeah.
You are the one disciplining them. You cannot expect that these children are going to speak life into your situation. But in season, the Lord can also say, no, listen to your husband on this one. He's actually right.
Mm-hmm.
So God can say that, no, Tish is speaking from a place of hurt, Danny. Don't listen to her. That's not true. That's not who you are. That's just how she feels right now.
Mm-hmm.
But God can equally say, no, Letitia, listen to Danny. Or no, Danny, listen to Letitia. You know, she's actually onto something. So when does testing the spirit become something that we're doing in our daily lives, even with people who have the so-called important titles? Because we disposition ourselves when we are listening to things about our character that are not dictated by who God says we are. And that's what keeps us in condemnation. Because the world loves to say, but aren't you the girl who did this, this, this? I remember you did that. And a lot of the times we are known by our past sins.
Yeah.
We're not often known by the great thing that we did. Whereas God, and we've said this before, knows us in our completion. He knows us in our fullness. He sees us according to Christ, not according to ourselves. Yet we live in a world where people constantly, I mean, you'll have your mother telling you, yeah, if you didn't cut that fringe when you were five, your hair would be down your butt.
I'm laughing, but it's so true. I actually wanted to share a story. Let me not forget this. I don't know if I've shared this on the show, but I'd gone to visit a friend of ours who was going through a very rough time, and I showed up with our son. And so we sat out and we were just talking, and my son was playing. And when the time came for us to go, my friend, unfortunately, at that time was going through a bit of a depression. So my son was a bit upset, and he just came and said, I don't like you, auntie. It's your fault, you know. Obviously, this child is upset that we're leaving. But her being depressed just began crying. And she said, yes, DJ, you're right. Even my boss at work says it's my fault, you know. Everything is my fault. And it was just really the funniest moment because she's genuinely crying and laughing at the same time. My son doesn't even care.
I mean, he's four.
You know, he's not there. His problem is he can't play right now. We have to go. So we call Letitia and we're video calling. And there's our friend crying and I'm telling her the story. At some point, Letitia and I are very worried, you know. But that's just it, you know. I think that example was just the perfect example of you can be in such a bad state that anybody can speak into your life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can be so unaware. You know, in her case, of course, she was dealing with this depression.
Mm.
But maybe you are dealing with self-condemnation or a low self-esteem.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you are looking for validation from everybody.
Mm.
So anything anyone says to you hits you.
You
just take in because you're so desperate for someone to build you up.
Mm-hmm.
And if that is the case, then you have a serious problem.
Mm.
You know, and we see this in cases of spiritual abuse, where in many cases we'll say, oh, but the pastor said this, and the spiritual leader said that, or the church did this to me.
Mm-hmm.
And then the question for me is always, but did God say that to you?
Yeah.
You know, did you read it in the Word? Because you'll find that when people are desperate to be affirmed by spiritual leaders, the first person that goes out the door is God. The first person that goes out the door is God.
Mm.
And even if the Holy Spirit told you not to do it, but your pastor said you should do it, because you're looking for human affirmation, you listen to the pastor and not the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so sometimes the things we're dealing with come from a certain level of brokenness that we are not addressing. You know, people who get into bad relationships, they'll tell you, ah, I keep finding, let me actually confess, I kept getting into bad relationships. And I remember just deciding that there are all this, there's only bad women in the church, you know, and I was having this big, very big pity party, you know. So the Holy Spirit then came and asked me, but why do you attract them? You know, if you are saying you are going into the church and out of everybody you are finding bad people, then what is wrong with you that you will find? And I'm not saying this to, you know, to speak against anyone I might have dated, you know. This is actually so hilarious. Just, you know, I'm not insulting anybody, but I'm saying that when you are broken, you'll find people in their state of brokenness and you'll be attracted to each other.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so you have to take responsibility for yourself and ensure that you do the work. Because after I was rebuked by the Lord and I took the time, oh Jesus, just to work on the brokenness, guess what I found?
Ta-da.
She's right. And I thought she'd be perfect, but that's a different story.
Here I was celebrating.
Well, I wasn't perfect, you know, so the Lord was like, I'll find another one just like
you. Just like you, and you guys can sort it out.
And you can be whole, but no one is perfect.
Yeah, and you know what's interesting is we often think if there's somebody we admire or somebody we think has influence, we just kind of make up in our mind that, oh no, they had all the support system. They're like that because they had all the support system. But a lot of life is about overcoming, and that's why the show is called Surviving. Life is truly a survival. And you know, if I can give a little small testimony, I was told things by relatives. This is a blood member of my family who was there my whole life. I was told that I was ugly continuously, the ugly one in the family. I was continuously told I would never get married. I was told if I did get married, they would beat me up because I had too much to say. Then I was told I would never have children and that my education would never feed a husband. And when the Lord was dealing with me, we had to come to terms with, but Letitia, I never said that about you. To the point that I never believed I would get married. I truly believed I was hideous. And I used to make a joke and say, who is this guy? What has he done that God would punish him with a wife like me? I truly took it to heart that if this person that's supposed to be a member of my family is saying this to me, it must be true. But when the Lord comes in and says, Letitia, you cannot just listen to everybody and you cannot listen to them emotionally. You can't listen to them because you love them. You can't listen to them because you admire them. You have to walk on this earth according to who I have purposed you to be. I mean, there was a time I was told you are super shy. You cannot speak in front of a crowd. All of the things that I am not today is exactly what I was told I am. Now, we're speaking about this from the negative, where somebody comes and says something about you to you that breaks you and you take it in. But the importance of testing the spirit that's talking to you, I just want to highlight the story of Josiah. Now, we know King Josiah of Judah did an incredible work for the Lord, but he died young because he could not discern the message. And it was from an unlikely messenger. That's why testing the spirit is so important. Because when you get a prophetic word, it doesn't always come from the person you think it will come from. And by completely dismissing it because they're not spiritual, they're not my pastor, they're not ordained, you can completely miss out on what the Lord is trying to tell you. So King Josiah, after having abolished all the idolatry in Judah and reestablishing the law of the Lord, was now going to war with King Necho. So we are in 2 Chronicles 35, verse 20 to 23. I'm quickly going to read it. And funny, the title says Josiah's sin leads to his death. And the sin was the lack of discernment, because this guy was pretty on point about bringing Judah back to God. Verse 20, after all this, when Josiah had prepared the temple, Necho, king of Egypt, came up to fight against Carchemish by Euphrates, and Josiah went out against him. Verse 21, but he sent ambassadors to him, saying, what have I to do with thee, thou king of Judah? I come not against thee this day, but against the house wherewith I have war. For God commanded me to make haste, forbear thee from meddling with God, who is with me, that he will destroy thee not. So King Necho was saying to Josiah, the Lord has said, don't get involved with me, because I will kill you. And that is God sending me. And this was the reply. Nevertheless, Josiah would not turn his face from him, but disguised himself that he might fight with him, and heard not unto the words of Necho from the mouth of God, and came to fight in the valley of Megiddo. Verse 23, and the archers shot at King Josiah, and the king said to his servants, have me away, for I am sore wounded. And it was when they were carrying him away that indeed he died. Mm. His message, his salvation was from the enemy. Mm. And can you imagine? God had spoken to the enemy to warn Josiah and say, don't come and meddle in this thing because you will die. And because the word does not come, and we have preordained people in our lives, you know, because it's my father, I'll listen to everything he has to say. Because it's my pastor, I'll listen to everything. Because it's my husband, I'll listen to everything. But the importance of testing the spirit is that the word that is for you can come from such an unlikely source that if you are not in spirit to catch that thing is actually for me, it can be a thing between life and death. And a lot of us are living dead lives, because we have taken in what was not for us, and we have pushed away some of the things that were actually for us. I remember when we were engaged, someone had asked me, have you ever been on TV before? And I laughed. She was very prophetic. And I laughed at her, and I thought, why on earth would I ever be on TV? But over time, the Lord would just bring back that word and bring back that word. Mm. And if you put it aside long enough, you can find that you're outside of the will of God. You can find that you're in wars that you shouldn't be in. Mm. Or you can find that you're at home when you should be at war. Mm. What I found with King David, when we get into his story with Bathsheba, that verse says, during a time of the year where kings were usually at war, David was at home, and while he was taking a stroll, he fell upon his temptation. And the Lord kept telling me, David's safety was at the war, not at home, because his provision was at the war. The temptation was at home. And so who are we listening to in season? When Nathan initially came, did David listen? Because we rebuke what we don't want to deal with, what we are not ready to confront. But who has a say in your life? I would go as far as saying, if someone is constantly telling you something that the Bible says you're not, chances are that person is not from God. Because why would the Lord break you? Why would the Lord tear down your spirit? Why would the Lord convince you that you don't have purpose? The Lord is all about redeeming you. The Lord is all about restoring you, positioning you for your call in this world. And he does not do it by breaking you down. He does it by building you up to the point that even your messes become testimonies. You know, he doesn't even allow the enemy to win in places where you failed, but he uses those broken areas to encourage you and build you up. So it is so important to test the spirit in season, because the Lord can tell you in season, listen, Tish, there's a Naomi, follow that one. Oh, listen, Tish, you think there's nothing in your house. There's an Elijah coming there telling you, you've got flour, you've got oil. And if that woman had dismissed Elijah, she would have died, because she was saying that her son and her would have their last meal and surely die. But when they listened to the messenger that was actually for them from God, they had more in their storehouse than they'd had before.
Now let's talk about someone who listened to the wrong person. And unfortunately, the person was the king in that moment. You know, where someone like Uriah, who when David now had already messed with his wife, not only did he do that, he then gave him the letter that contained the instructions that will kill him. And he himself carried it to the person who will now carry out the order that will lead to his death.
Mm.
Now, what I find very interesting is when he came back home, and the trap was that he should, he was being brought back home, so he sleeps with his wife. The Spirit of God told him not to, but to rather sleep in the tent. And he then came and said, look, my fellow soldiers are at war, so I won't be out here doing, you know, enjoying my wife. So I'm going to sleep outside. And I asked myself, I'm like, did he consult again when that letter was given with the instruction of his death?
Mm.
You know, maybe the Lord would have told him, don't go back to the battlefield. You know, there's a trap for you.
Mm.
You will be killed.
Mm.
You know, and I asked myself, could it also have been the stature that this is a promotion that's coming from the king? So I will not question this. Because a lot of us, if it's someone poor speaking to you, you have doubt. In fact, the book of Proverbs says this. There was a poor man who saved the city and no one remembered his name. So a lot of us, when it's someone influential speaking, you know, if a Bill Gates came and told you something, you're not even going to pray about it. For you, God has blessed you because one of the richest men in the world has spoken. But not knowing that just because they're in position of power doesn't mean that the promotion is what God wants for you.
Mm-hmm.
There are promotions that you need to turn down. There are open doors that are not being opened by God, but by the enemy to displace you.
Mm-hmm.
So will you listen? Would you know, okay, this person is a person in power, but they shouldn't speak into my life right now.
Mm-hmm.
This promise looks good, but I shouldn't receive it because the Lord is saying, my son, this is not for you. So we need to be aware that it's not stature. And we live in a time where idolatry, we idolize people. We idolize churches. We idolize pastors. We idolize pastors' wives. You know, so if a pastor's wife, which we've seen happen, I will not mention names, where a certain pastor got married to a certain actress, and you know, whatever she wore, which was inappropriate, suddenly even Christian sisters are like, yeah, I'll wear it because she's a pastor's wife and she's wearing it. Now, 10 years or so later, they're divorced. Now, what are you going to do? Are you suddenly not going to follow because they divorced? But when she was married to a pastor's wife, you did everything she said. You know, we have to question ourselves. It's not the position of power that gives the person the right to speak into your life. Has the Lord said to you, you can receive that word?
Mm-hmm.
You know, even if it sounds, some people can promote you to your death, like David did. So there's someone telling you, you can become something just because you're talented in that area.
Mm-hmm.
I was told I should be a lawyer because of the way I speak. But when I consulted the Lord, he said, nope, you are called to defend my word.
Mm-hmm.
So position yourself according to what the Lord has said. Any closing words from you, my wife?
You know, I would say for those of us dealing with people, children, spouses, employees, please consult the Lord on what you're saying to them, because that person is seen through the finished works of the cross. Let's not speak death or untrue things onto people, because we are accountable for what we say. So we should get to know our children, our spouses by revelation, and speak God into them so that it can manifest. Until next week. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for joining us on Surviving Life with the Vambillies.
Remember that you can join us every Tuesday at 6 p.m. to hear the entirety of the show, 30 minutes uninterrupted.
And tomorrow from 11 to 1 p.m., you can tune in for our discussions where we get to hear from you and discuss the topic further.
You can WhatsApp us during the live show using 071-364-0376 so that we can hear your opinions, your thoughts, and of course your experiences, and play your voice notes live on air.
And on social media, you can also get us on IG under Impact 103 to be exact. You can also find us on Facebook on Impact Live.
And our personal pages, Surviving Life with the Vambillies, you can just type in at the Vambillies and join all our discussions there as well.
We look forward to having these discussions with you on a weekly basis. Myself, Danny Vambilly, and with my lovely wife,
Letitia Vambilly. This is us signing off. Until next week.
Goodbye.